93 XRT wraps up another week of saluting XRT loyal listeners. Today we say a hearty thank you to Joe Keeley of Woodstock. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning, Mary and Lynn. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. And so now that we've given you your wake-up call, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm originally from Bronx, my brothers and I, and we had been living out mostly suburban Chicago. And it was the greatest thing in the world to get the hell out of Bronx. And
Come on, Woodstock, Illinois, the South Bronx, very similar.
Well, just like the other Elvis, we're the other Woodstock, you know.
Right.
Joe, we just want to say thanks for listening all these years.
I want to tell you, it's been over 40 years I've been listening. And I tell you, even in 2018, and I'm very much into tech, at home, when I go to bed, when I wake up in my car, I only listen to XRT. I don't listen to, you know, all this other digital stuff, because what's nice about listening to radio is that when something new comes out, you get turned on to it. And you guys have turned us on to so many great artists that nobody else in town is playing. And
let me ask you this: is there any chance we can hire you for our marketing team?
I want to tell you, you guys have been doing service for me for 40 years, and I would do that comp.
Be careful what you offer. It sounds like you've seen a lot of music in Chicago over the years. You're especially a Bruce Springsteen fan.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a special Springsteen show memory here in the Chicago area?
You know what's strange is that as I've seen him in arenas, mostly out here, one of my favorites was at the Park West when he played lead guitar for Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers. I'm mostly deaf. And so I called Park West and I said, listen, I'm mostly deaf. Can you kind of put me somewhere, you know, acoustically? Well, they gave me the best table in the house, you know, and, you know, Park West had their tables, you know.
Whoa.
I was center stage and you know, at a table in that, you know, stadium seating. And anyway, he played lead guitar and he played like five or six of his songs, but it was so close to see him in such an intimate atmosphere and see him doing something than being the typical. Well, he's never typical, really, but just seeing him in a different role in such a tiny club.
I was there that night, and I know what you mean. It was stepping outside his comfort zone. He was a sideman. He had this great respect for the singer-songwriter that most people didn't know very well, Joe Grushecki, and he was up there just enjoying himself, and we really enjoyed talking to you this morning. Joe Keeley of Woodstock, Illinois.
Rock on, guys.
Rock on.
After 40 years, I'm finally on XRT. and you know what else? Lastly, forgive me, but it's kind of ironic that it's Friday. You're featuring Hendrix and my Clash, and it's great to be alive.
See, he's going to take over marketing, and he's going to take over my role on the XRT. He's got it all covered. Joe Keeley of Woodstock.
And Joe is going to get that special custom XRT varsity jacket. You could see it at 93XRT. He's going to be up on our socials pretty soon and at 93XRT.com. And Monday, we're going to start another week of celebrating you, the XRT listeners. You are all as unique and cool and beautiful as the snowflakes wafting down by our windows.
And make sure you register to be the loyal listener of the day at 93XRT.com.